The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Macklin back at regular practice today. Just obviously, it's got to be good.
Yeah, good to get him back on, especially big emphasis in special teams. So get him in the power play and get that going a little bit. So that was good to see.
With the, I guess, the power play, it was noticeable that Klingberg was not in the power play. Just what's his status?
Yeah, upper body day today. So we're going to take it day by day.
Is concerned that, like, not, I don't know if he's planning to play Friday, but like if he was, you know, going in there.
He's pretty doubtful for Friday.
Okay.
Was Celebrini limited a little bit? Just it looked like he stayed, kept him out of that contact battle stuff today.
Yeah, I just kind of eased him into it. Really, it's kind of his first day. Obviously, skated, you know, the day before with by himself and with Reach, and then we're going to ease him into it. So right. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
What is his presence? I don't know. Maybe it's overstating it, but just help the. The you know, the competitiveness, the pace, that kind of thing. Does it just raise everybody's level a little bit?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's chomping at the bit. You know, practice starts at 10. He wants to start at 9:50. So I think he definitely sets the pace. You know, you see that with superstars around the league, and he's, you know, on his way to that. So he's definitely, he's like a Ferrari. He wants to run.
Do you have to keep him out of the contact stuff for at least a couple more days here?
We'll see. I'll check with the trainers today.
Yeah. It was more of an illness or an injury? He was kind
It's just an illness that we're just, you know, again, taking it slowly.
Yeah. It's like Marriott did leave too.
Yeah, I just had an appointment. There's no worry.
Okay. Maybe we asked you about this before, but your expectations for Macklin this year, I mean, he said it himself, you know, he's like everybody else, he's sick of losing, wants to take a step here. What are your expectations for him this year?
Yeah, I think for him is, obviously he's going to play a lot of minutes, he's going to have a target on his back when we play other teams, he's going to be well pre-scouted, there's things in his game, you know, where we think we can help him, you know, whether that's have success with the puck and have success without the puck. And then the flip side of that is the game management stuff. And that's not just Mac, that's our whole team, which we're going to get into pretty, you know, heavily here the next couple of days of just managing the clock, managing the game, you know, managing your shift, when to make a play, when not. You know, sometimes the best play is to, you know, put it down deep and get off the ice and get fresh legs out there. So we'll start working on that. And that's not just Mac, that's our whole group.
How much does... Yeah, having sort of a more veteran supporting cast should help.
It definitely helps.
His own game. Yeah,
helps for sure. You know, Toph and Goody have a little bit more help with Revo and you know, even Gaudette who's coming along, Wenny, more comfortable. Letty in the back end, Klingberg, we guess we have to have some, you know, veteran experience back there.
Well, Matt, when I was asking Mac a little bit, or, you know, he's a guy who seems to lead by example, but maybe wants to this year, maybe just speak up when he's comfortable, you know, in that room kind of thing. And was that something that maybe you like to see? He doesn't have to do it, but maybe you'd like to see.
Well, I think he's a natural gifted leader. He's got that, we've seen that day one. And I think he'll, you know, when it's time to probably speak up, he'll do it, like the best of them. And, you know, I think it was time to be someone else in a different voice. You know, we have enough leaders in there to handle it.
You obviously split up the groups today. Mm-hmm. Like, one was an NHL group, one was more of an AHL type group. Was that important for you just to kind of get these guys together one-on-one?
Honestly, strictly just because of the power play.
Yeah.
Wanted to have a good emphasis on power play. You know, they were out early. First row was power play, so that was really the main thinking.
Okay. So it might go back?
It might go back by tomorrow. We'll see. Meet with Mike this afternoon.
Going back to Mac a little bit, just ask him about how he handles pressure. I mean, like, he put a lot on himself. He does it already. But just, like, over the summer with the Olympics, I mean, there's been a lot of hype with him online. He's a checking guy that, like, sees it. But, like, have you seen that he's dealt with some of those pressures, especially after maybe a tough season?
Well, he's going to have pressure the rest of his life. He's already had it being first overall, you know, our season last year, everything. So he handles it extremely well for a young man, and I think that's what's important. And then we'll be there to help him along the way, just like we were last year. But he's got some, you know, real, you know, great qualities to handle those pressures. And, you know, with that comes a lot of responsibility, and we'll ease him into it. But I think he's done a really good job.
When you look at that, you know, pressure, I mean, how much does he take into account things like what Crosby says about him going into the Olympics and things like that? I mean, he mentioned that when it's guys that he respects or peers that he's against, mm-hmm. like, it just means more to him. Is that something that you've seen as a trend, not necessarily with just Mac, but with a lot of young players coming through? It's like, if, you know, Crosby or somebody says something about them, or even Reeves talking about Macklin saying, like, he doesn't get enough respect, how have you seen, like, young players handle that? And do you feel like it boosts them and gives them a confidence rather than maybe an ego boost, if you will?
Yeah, I mean, again, he's a special individual where, you know, obviously this summer he had, you know, a lot of, you know, face-to-face with McKinnons and the Crosbys and Bedards, and he's a man, he's a student of the game. He knows what's going on around the league. He knows what we need to do here to get this thing off the ground, and he's on board. He's fully on board of things that we need him to work on, what we need to work on as a team, the adjustments that we're making. Yeah, he's a special player, but he wants us to be a really great team, and I think that's what's important.
Klingberg, did he suffer the injury in the game?
Yes.
In regards with Macklin, noticed that he was seated between Toffoli and Ryan Reeves. Mm-hmm. Is there some intention to that?
A little bit. I think everyone has a certain seat for a reason.
Well, with Ryan in particular being a new guy, though, because we know that Toffoli sat next to Macklin last year, but with Reeves, is the volume, maybe the swagger that he has, yeah, that maybe he'll give a little to Macklin?
As you guys will see, Revo brings a lot of energy to that locker room. So we get Mario on one wall and we get Revo on the other. So we'll try to balance it out.
Ryan was joking with Macklin that you just have to miss the toughest 2 days of camp, you know. Just
yeah. That was true. We'll get him back.
I want to ask you too about the groups, and you said that the main focus was the power play.
Yeah.
But noticeable that Quentin Musty, though, is in this sort of more veteran group. So what's that say about his camp so far?
Yeah, he's earned it. He's earned to be in that group. He's earned to stay in that line. I like his response in the third period after, you know, his second had some soft puck play, kind of went back to his old habits, and he responded. And I think that's growth, and you have to reward growth. And I think it was important for him to be in that group today. We'll see how it shakes out tomorrow. But, again, I think I liked his response. He deserved to be there.
Between the second and third there, does one of the coaches talk to him, or does he kind of know what he's got to do? Just how does that
Yeah, we had a conversation, him and I.
Klingberg doesn't have anything to do with the hips. He's
no, it's upper body. I consider that upper body, right? Lower body hips.
You can say UBI.
It's not mid body.
No.
Yeah. Jack Thompson was a guy who kind of got a taste, mm-hmm. with you guys last year, filled in when you had some injuries and whatnot. What have you seen from him this camp so far? And, you know, what sort of ways do you think where he needs to grow to become a full-time guy?
So you got to do it consistently. We've seen it in spurts where he can do it. Move pucks, defend, read rushes. We're looking for the consistency part. And that's not just game to game. That's practice to practice. I've said it, I think, day one. We have inter-competition now where there's guys trying to take your job, and you got to be ready every day. That's usually what breeds success in organizations, and that's Jack's had some good days and days where he struggled, I think, and I think he had a good day today, and hopefully he can grow on it.